The Lord be with you. Let us pray. God of all creation, we continue to pray for those affected by natural disasters, for communities that are recovering from Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. We pray that we continue to provide care on the long road ahead. For those in the path of Hurricane Maria, we pray for safety, for emergency crews and rescue workers, and for helping hands and generous hearts when the storm passes. Amen. Our chapel speaker for today is Rebecca Thomas, senior religion and biology major from Hanover, Pennsylvania. Rebecca is also our student congregation council president.
A reading from Revelation. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his people. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away." And the one who is seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." The word of the Lord. I can't even tell you how many times I heard that reading from Revelation this summer. This was the verse for the summer's theme of beginning together at Holden Village. I spent my summer in that tiny, remote village nestled in a valley of the Northern Cascade Mountains, where I served as the trail crew coordinator, which meant that I worked with the Forest Service to plan trail maintenance projects and lead a crew to make those projects happen. Needless to say, it was hard work. In wilderness areas like this, crews can't use motorized tools, so it was Pulaskis, shovels, hand saws, and two-person crosscut saws for us. I remember thinking about the miles of work ahead with these simple tools and wondering how my body was going to make it. While I had plenty of time out on trail to think about this passage from Revelation that I'd heard over and over again, it wasn't until I left Holden that I could really reflect on my time there and what it means to be experiencing the newness and resurrection of God's creation in my life away from that place. I think this whole new creation business is finally making some sense, but I guess I did have an entire summer to get there. I've never done such physically exhausting work in my life as I did this summer. 5 or more days a week, I spent 7 or 8 hours with a crew clearing trails, moving boulders, digging drainage ditches. Most mornings I woke up stiff and sore, only to go out and do the same thing all over again. But after a while, it became this beautiful rhythm of my body reminding me of all that it was capable of. My time working in the wilderness connected me to my body in a way I had never experienced before. That sounds kind of weird, right? It's not something we think about very often, the work our bodies do, especially not when, as students, we spend most of our time sitting at a desk. Going for a run, making coffee in the morning, carrying grocery bags in from the car, it all seems pretty lame compared to the ways we're trying to change the world, right? I've come to know this very human, physical connection to my body as a way to understand the goodness of the humanity that we all share, the humanity that does indeed change the world. Today, there are so many ways for us to literally buy into the idea that our bodies are things we can tweak and dye and bully into submission with the best brand name products and the right lighting, of course. Is this self-centered perfection, the vision of new creation that John's talking about in Revelation? Really, when we look for beauty and new life around us, what are we looking for? A blemish-free, disagreement-free, sugar, dairy, gluten-free world? When the resurrected Jesus appeared to his disciples, they didn't recognize him by his post-resurrection complexion or his perfectly reconstructed body now sporting a six-pack because God somehow forgot that the last time. No, it's in the scars, it's the human evidence of what happened to his body that are given as proof of everything being made new, and the eternal life now open to the world and every person in it. It's the same for us. Our bodies carry the story of every day we have ever lived, and are proof of the goodness of God's creation. The body that carried me thousands of feet up onto a mountainside every day before work even began is the same body that works for compassion and understanding in our relationships with each other. It's the same body that crosscuts trees or hugs friends after a long day. This is the body I was given, just as it is, to do God's work. So what does that mean in your life? What does it mean to live every moment of your existence in the body that God has given you? Every embarrassing fall, every mountaintop thrill, every heartbreaking tear, every bravely earned battle scar. When society is telling you all the ways to hide these signs of a full life, how do you push back? Maybe it's wearing that sleeveless dress, even though someone once told you your arms were too big. Maybe it's going for a run through town, even though you've been telling yourself you're not a real runner. Maybe it's marching in solidarity with people of color, even though you've never done it before. Maybe it's leading a group, even though you were always the quiet one. I found that radical self-love when I worked in the wilderness. Even when people would ask what a young woman like myself was doing out there, or question my ability to do the work, still I felt more whole when I was working in the dirt, taking a break to look up at the incredible and vast creation I was in than I had ever felt before. Literally being covered in the earth that I came from, and the earth that's continually being resurrected, reminded me that my body is a part of God's body. In Genesis, we are explicitly told that our physical beings bear the image of the one who created us. The spirit animates us, but we are the face of God in this world, acne and chubby cheeks in all. This body, our bodies, are holy. They tell a holy story. They aren't the enemy or the things that get airbrushed before some divine eternal beauty pageant. We are the beautifully blemished and bruised. These bodies are the vessels God uses to make a new creation a reality. Not after you lose 10 pounds, not when your hair actually lays flat, not when you can make it up the hill without huffing and puffing. Here and now, we are called to participate in bringing God's kingdom to this earth. In the midst of our brokenness, may we see the brokenness of creation and all the light that fills the cracks. In the midst of our humanity, may we see the humanity of others and the Holy Spirit who enlivens it all. Let's pray. Creating God, you have made our bodies good and beautiful in your image. When we feel weak, help us to know that our thoughts are not your thoughts. Give us courage and freedom to discover how holy loving ourselves really is. Inspire us to use these scarred, strong, resilient bodies to live authentically as your people. Heal us and help us take care of the sacred gift that has already been blessed by you. For all these things and whatever else you see that we need, we pray in the name of the one who entered into a physical body and lived with us, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.